Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, also known as Ro-Ro. To my this side, that side, my adorable little minion, the blue-eyed Barbadian. Jojo, how are you?
Minions, 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 prebiotics. I'm ready to rumble.
Ready
and
to rumble.
For my tummy to grumble.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I took a, we're drinking prebiotic soda big time tonight. We did it, a few weeks ago with Dan Souza. We went pretty hard on the poppy prebiotic soda, but tonight we're visiting Olipop, and there's a lot of it. There really is a lot of it.
I still keep meaning to follow up with him to just see how his tummy did after all that. What a waste of a beverage expert.
Well, I'm glad your toilet is fixed at your house.
Jojo Thank you
had a
so
little
much.
Bit of toilet drama, but it's I intact did. For you tomorrow morning, which is great.
Yes, it's very important. I hope I make it that long at least, because this seems like a stiffer brew than the poppy.
I took a there's like this wellness, just like multi. Vitamin thing that probably does nothing, that like someone I worked with ages ago told me about, that they sell at Sprouts, and I took a couple of them tonight because I'm traveling. I don't know, I just saw them because I was getting some other medicine out of the cupboard, you know, and it's like, oh, I'll take a couple of those things, right?
Yeah.
And then right afterwards I was like, that might have been like the biggest mistake of my life, because whatever's in those plus all this nonsense that we're about to drink might really do a number on me.
You, and I'll say this while we're on the subject, because it is related, a flight will really gum up the works for me, especially my old age, my dotage. And I feel like you're creating a real pressure cooker situation.
Yeah.
In your guts with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of, I mean, I don't know, just extra vitamins.
Did we?
Psyllium husk, probably.
When, speaking of flights, and, again, we all know I have the memory of a goldfish. When we had my brother Matt on, and Matt, I know you're listening right now, had he told his flight story that is beverage related? I almost think it might have happened after he was on the show. Does that ring any bells for you?
I mean, it kind of does. I do love a good flight beverage story.
We might have to have him on to tell it, because it's a real doozy.
It was certainly 6 or more years ago that he was on the show, so I think it's true. Fair to have him back.
Yeah, it's kombucha related, and it's a real doozy.
Okay, I
don't. So Uncle Matt,
that.
If you're listening right now, we're gonna have you on soon to tell that story. My kids are very excited. A camp counselor was telling them that they had to have ginger ale on the flight because it tastes better on the flight.
That's right.
And so they're super stoked about the ginger ale. There is, you know, a reason, you know, tomato juice is supposed to be better on a flight. And it's something about the air pressure and the saltiness of the drink and all that stuff. There's some theories about it rumbling out there.
Yeah, I've advocated for it in the past, but I haven't had tomato juice on a flight in years. Yeah. But I actually just had a couple of friends text on their way to Costa Rica saying that they were drinking Bloody Marys on the flight because I had recommended it.
There you go.
And it's literally been years. But I do remember that being true. I also do remember spilling an entire Bloody Mary mix on the plane. And as I'm sitting there being like, fuck, this is going to be in my backpack or in Carol's lap or somebody's, like the person behind me's like hair or shoes or something. I start gathering up whatever little cocktail napkins are around, and I go digging around under the seat, and it is nowhere to be found.
The Bloody Mary
the mixture, the floor is bone dry. There's nothing in my bag or in my shoes. The person behind me is sleeping like a baby. And I have no idea what's going on. We have a cat visitor right now.
Oh, wow.
On the show. Here he is. This is monstrous. I don't know where it went. I think the mixture went into like the vents in the side of the plane. Wow. And it is just gone for all time. I mean, it's possible. At some point it caused some technical difficulties. Who can say? Nobody's ever, never read any reports about it. I should probably have set up a Google alert long ago.
That's crazy. I love that. The mysterious. It would be nice if that was just a feature on the plane to soak up any grossness.
Absolutely. There should be just like a sluice way on the side of it for everything that you might spill, even just trash. It should basically just be like a garbage, like a shop vac.
Yeah.
In the side of the plane. And so now you could just drop shit in there on purpose.
One of the very few things that have come out of the pandemic that I embrace when flying is, at least I've only flown once, and I can't remember what airline is. I hope this happens tomorrow. Is they give you the little wipe down cloth as you enter the plane so you can wipe down your station.
Those days are gone. Those days are gone, my friend.
That's already over?
It's over. That went out with masks. It's gone. You got a BYOW.
Okay. That's crazy. Well, let's talk about dreams then.
Dreams?
Ooh, you gotta make it happen.
Oh, hello. How are you?
This is a nice vision board that we have here that we've been cultivating.
It's stocked.
Very excited about what we added last week, the Jägermeister cold brew.
Yes.
The Tapper World Record Champion still trying to get a hold of you, Lauren. If you're for some reason just checking this out to see if we're a real thing, we're very real. I am very much obsessed with playing the game Tapper. We would love to have you on. That's all I'm saying. Just putting it out there.
Yes. It would have been cooler if you checked out last week when we had world famous actor, comedian, writer Casey Wilson on the program. But, we are still real and we're still here.
We're still
here. And there are Bev heads in the chat.
If anyone knows Lauren, let her know. It would mean the world to... You know what's funny? This is... What is it? Is it called your, like, white whale? Your
white whale. Yes.
It's already feeling like that, and it's only 2 weeks out. But I'm not joking when I say... This is the guest that I want more than anything right now on this show.
We need to, yeah.
And look, we got respect. Kate Winslet down here. We got Ina.
Ina. We have the man Ice-T.
We have Ice-T on here.
I've honestly forgotten what the Iceman. My Iceman. My ice hookup. Since I don't have, don't have counter space. The bathroom remodel did not come with counter space for the ice machine.
But what's crazy is we have more ins with Ice-T and Kate Winslet right now.
That's a fact, yes.
Than we do with Lauren. Anyways, Lauren, if you're checking this out, and again, if anyone knows her, stranger things have happened. Anyways, big news tonight, though. What are we drinking tonight, JoJo?
Oh, my God. Straight off the board is coming Olipop.
There we go. I see you, Olipop. And guess what? Bye-bye. It feels good. Every time, it feels so good to take something off that board. And I'm going to put it on the T-Bass Dreams Come True board. Manifestated. Boom.
Wow. Manifestated before your very eyes. Mm. Olipop. And classic root beer. Pictured here is one of the flavors we'll be tackling tonight, which is really special.
Can't wait.
I don't want to put more creative work on our plates, but I feel like a dream coming true demands a choir of angels when the dream is made manifest, or a puff of smoke when it disappears.
I think the angels would be easier than the puff of smoke.
You're right.
Right now, I'll do a little.
Wait, you want me to, here, wait. We can rewind. Hold on.
Okay, let's do it.
Wait, you want it when it comes
I'll do
off?
I'll do puff of smoke. Ready?
Yeah. Okay, that's not, I don't know why that's not working for me. I'm sorry.
How about that?
Okay, and then.
There it is.
I like it.
Okay.
Very excited. Okay, next week, got a really special guest. Tracy Dawson is going to be in the house. And what are we drinking with Tracy Dawson? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. Topo Chico Hard Seltzer. We're going to get the Topo Chico Hard Seltzer Variety Pack, and we're going to get the Topo Chico Ranch Water. So I think this is, if ever there was a end of summer fun one for y'all to drink along with us, this is the perfect one. These are available. Well, I don't know. They're everywhere in Los Angeles. I don't know if they're everywhere around the country, but spoiler alert, they're pretty darn good. I haven't had the ranch water, but I'm very excited about this to drink these with Tracy. That's going to be a blast.
I can't wait. Because I haven't tried any of them. I've been
holding
serious?
Off.
Yes, because once the show was back, now that I've seen them and that they've become apparent to me, I've specifically steered clear in the hopes of having a fresh perspective on the show.
Now, let me say this too, and I'm gonna reiterate it next week, so I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record. I really like the Topo Chico hard seltzers. I've yet to get a buzz from them, so I think I'm gonna challenge myself next week to try to get it a little lit up on these.
I think it's a good idea.
Follow us at T-Bash Live, wherever you like to follow people. We're on, we're everywhere. Instagram, TikTok.
Discord. People sharing some TikToks in the Discord, which is a nice synergy, you know?
We're going to have a TikTok segment soon because we are starting to have, we might just have to have like a TikTok episode at some point, JoJo, because I don't know if you notice, I send like one or two to the T-Bash account like every day. We got
a backlog.
We'll do a TikTok episode soon. That'll be really fun. There's some great stuff out there.
Yeah. So if you have ones you want to submit them. Send them to us. Put them in Discord. Send them to us on TikTok, wherever, Instagram. It's all good. We'll do a video episode.
Go on.
I wanted to mention, our first package. But so the mail is coming, and I don't know what it is. Could be Bev's. Actually, that's not true. It's technically our second one. I also got a beverage from Maine sent to the show. But first one at the new address. Mm. And so if you want to send us a package, you hit us up. You can email us, totallybeverages@gmail.com, or DM us on social media, and we will share that with you. All things accepted. Beverages, I don't know about homemade, but you know, beverages, hot sauces. Or also Mr. Snacker's fan art that has been in the offing. We're here for it. There's a whole channel in the Discord for that. So
I'm saying personally, I don't want anything in a mason jar homemade situation.
No,
I need it to be signed, sealed, and delivered
by a professional manufacturer of drinks.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of which, should we jump into a professional that had reached out? Do you think now's the time, or should we drink some Olipop first? What do you think?
I get, well, you know, hey, we're always looking for guest ideas. If you want to, there's a guest you want, if it's a pairing you want to make, again, you can fire that off in the Discord. We have Bev Dreams as another channel in there. You can just drop your thoughts in there. Also, the DMs are open. The chat is open now. If you're feeling it, if you're feeling frisky. And we got an email, we got solicited, you know, so we might share some of that a little later. I will answer a listener thing. If we can do that now before we jump into the Bevs. Please. Or bring up a listener comment.
Please.
Beverage Compliance Bethany, who has been our guiding light this season of the show, feels like, has... we had asked the question on the Poppy episode about why would you have these shrink wrapped cans with a plastic label. Now, I think Yeah. So even our Minions soda is one of these. You can see it has a seal on it.
Yes.
And it's plastic on there. Now, it kind of stuck in my craw because it was like an extra fuck you after a bad poppy experience where I'm like, and you can't even recycle these things without cutting off the plastic, which nobody's doing. Why would they be doing that? And Bethany had an answer. So for one thing, also did you need to confirm with your local recycling centers whether or not they'll take them with or without the plastic on. Your best bet is to cut it off if you come across it.
Okay.
Because otherwise, most of the time, even if it does get recycled, it's melting that plastic liner on the way through. So it's like messing with the sorting equipment and obviously it's putting burnt plastic fumes into the atmosphere. So, you know, do that, cut them off. But Bethany was saying that the reason why they've gained so much popularity is supply chain issues, is that people were not able to get their printed cans in a timely manner. And so a solution for a lot of manufacturers was you get the shrink wrap labels and you add them to the plain cans.
No shit.
Yeah. So it's pretty wild, I thought.
That is pretty wild.
And also saw a column from The Takeout from a couple of years ago, pre-pandemic, asked Kate about beer, was being asked about whether or not these things were recyclable. And she pointed out also a lot of microbreweries and that kind of thing purchase them and will start things in those shrink wrapped things or with vinyl stickers on the cans because can makers who will do the pre-printed runs, they'll do them in like batches of 150,000. So right. Not reasonable if you're doing like a seasonal beer or if you don't sell 150,000 beers a year or whatever.
Makes sense to me. And that's that's what I thought was going on with Poppy. I just thought they were kind of small fry in the game. And like this, you know, they were just testing the waters with this product.
That is my hope, you know.
Although, and I think I mentioned this maybe last week, not sure. I'm seeing Poppy at Sprouts. And yeah, I saw it at BevMo too, which really surprised me. So I thought it was just like really an Amazon play. But no, it's out in the world.
It's out there. It's live. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Let's drinking prebiotic soda. So, I mean, the star of the show tonight. Let's pull these out.
Let's see here. Let's do it. I gotta hunkering down here, getting closer, warming up.
Wow, we got a lot. Holy crap!
There's a lot, and there's a lot more. These guys went all in making this thing. They like did the full beverage line, which feels like a risky play.
Now, the star of the show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The limited edition Minions Banana Cream. Oh, mamma mia. I'm excited for that. It sold out everywhere, but we got it. And then we got some others. We got strawberry vanilla. That looks pretty nice. We got a ginger lemon. We got a vintage cola, not expecting that to taste good at all.
No.
We have an orange squeeze. Excited about that one.
Huh.
We got a classic root beer. Gonna taste like dog shit. We got a cherry vanilla. I'm actually excited about that one.
I'm always excited.
That's all we got.
Those.
That's what we're doing tonight about this Olipop. I'm excited about this. Going into this, Jojo, recap us where we landed with the Poppy prebiotic. It's not prebiotic, or is it it is prebiotic.
Yeah.
Sodas. Take us back in space and time for a moment, if you can.
I can do that. We tried several flavors. We got the variety pack of Poppy flavors from Amazon.com. I believe we had 8 flavors on the show. I think it was that many.
Okay.
And they were all disgusting and borderline undrinkable to everyone except my son, who I let have a sip after the show of each of them. But he's never really had sodas. Like, he loves sparkling water, loves a lemonade or a chocolate milk. So he's had some, you know, some sugary drinks and has had the fizzy drinks, but soda's a line we haven't crossed. And so I think he was just on another planet, which is like kind of a parenting instruction to tell you maybe it is good to introduce a little Coca-Cola Classic early on, just so they don't think pure garbage is good. But even he hated the watermelon. Even he was like, he went, no.
That watermelon was disgusting.
Yeah, it wasn't even, I don't know why they always lean Jolly Rancher, but even this one was like a bridge too far because it was also the stevia underpinnings of each of these was vile.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All gross, not a great, and the prebiotics in them were not very exciting, but they did excite my bowels.
Yeah, agreed.
Was that the recap you were looking for?
That was exactly the recap. Just out the gate, hold on. These look like we have so many more ingredients. Let's just pull up. Take a look at the vintage cola for a second.
Let's. Well, they have nice glasses.
Thank you so much. I'm very glad I have them now because I've been struggling with these. So I dug these up and got an updated prescription in them.
Fascinating. Okay. It's a different show.
Purified water.
Mm-hmm.
Ollie Smart, which is must be their name for what is. There's chicory root, Jerusalem artichoke, kudzu root. Casanova fiber. Cassava fiber, cassava syrup, marshmallow root, slippery elm bark, Nepal cactus. Did I get something wrong there?
No, it's slippery elm bark seems daunting.
Yeah. Nepal cactus, calendula flower. So that's what makes up Ollie Smart. So that's what must be their like their cocktail of stuff. Then we got apple juice, lime juice, organic cola flavored extract, stevia, pink rock salt, cassia cinnamon, dairy free caramel essence, vanilla bean essence, alpha galagnol root, green tea caffeine, and extract. Holy shit!
Jeez Louise, all of this in 35 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and most importantly, 9 grams of dietary fiber.
And is the dietary fiber, that's like what that's their special sauce, right?
It has to be. I'm going to shit my pants.
I know. So here, let's be real with each other for a second. Let's take it easy. We don't have to take more than a couple sips of these. I brought the Tito's?
I brought Tito's. I thought maybe I'd make a cocktail on the show.
Okay, we got to figure out how we're doing this. Obviously, we're ending with Minion's banana cream. That's a no-brainer. Let's throw... should we throw the cola and root beer towards the end, too, I'm thinking, for some reason?
Okay.
I'm working backwards. Minions, root beer, cola. Okay.
Because that's your baby.
Then let's go strawberry vanilla. Again, working backwards. Then orange squeeze. Oh, shit.
Cherry vanilla. I fucked up with the squeeze.
We're going to start with ginger lemon. We're going to go ginger lemon, orange squeeze, strawberry vanilla, cherry vanilla. I know I just changed a lot of things. We'll be good as we go.
At first, I was going to say don't do the vanillas back to back, but I think you're right. I think we want to see which is the more vanilla.
Yeah, because we can. Yeah, yeah.
I like this. This is a great call. We got our browns and our bananas. So, okay, great.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question before we start?
Please.
Which one of these are you the most hyped for? Like, what do you think is going to be the best?
Oh, that's going to taste the best or that I'm just hyped for tonight?
Taste the best.
Strawberry vanilla is going to be the best one.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then orange squeeze, probably. I feel like there was an orange one of the poppy. That was the only one that all of us were like, oh, yes. Yeah, that's kind of okay.
Right, that could do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about what's going to be the worst? What's going to be the shittiest one?
I think the cola one's just going to be like, come on.
I'm prepared for that one, I feel like. I'm kind of feeling like ginger lemon is going to be the worst.
I think you're wrong. I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised. Let's kick into that one first. Real quick. Same huge thing of ingredients. Purified water, ginger juice, the Ollie Smart cocktail, apple juice, lemon juice, cassia, cinnamon, stevia, pink rock salt, ginger essence. Okay, very similar stuff. Very similar to the cola one. Did you... You have a face right now that I just missed. What happened?
I have a face of nostalgia.
Okay.
This smells...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I love it. There is a ginger... There's ginger beer on the nose. And for longtime listeners, the place that my family is from... they make a ginger beer as one of their main exports.
Okay. Whoa.
Wow.
A lot of flavor. A lot of flavor. Okay. There is something I'm not used to, and I don't know if it's the Ollie Smart fiber, but something, it seems a little like off to me.
A little, some nanobots in there, I think.
What does nanobots mean?
Like, it doesn't exist, but like tiny robots that are so small they could go in your bloodstream.
I'm going more with like a sewage type feeling.
A little slippery? Just because this be the slippery elm bark working its way.
Why did I do this the night before I'm flying? This was so stupid.
This is what you need the night before you fly. I'm telling you, that flight's going to get you all stuffed up. You're going to be happy as a clam. Just run to the back of the plane when you get on board.
Okay, tell me this.
Okay.
I don't know whatever that afterburn is, I'm not feeling it. No, it's not, because it is very stevia forward. There's a lot of stevia in here. Oh, it's almost like a rotten smell to me that you don't smell on the nose until you drink it. I feel like, tell me if this is a weird thing that resonates for you. I feel like having this ginger lemon one, I know exactly how the Coca-Cola one's going to taste.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like, yeah, I think I'm already like living in their world, you know? This doesn't feel... I'm feeling less like I'm going to be surprised. Though I was surprised that the fact that this tastes more like a ginger beer than it does like ginger lemon, which to me sounded like kombucha.
Yeah. So what's interesting is when you first got excited about the smell, something about this kind of reminded me of the Old Man Saxon hard kombucha smell. Like one of them, I feel like, could have been in this world. So I was thinking you were hinting at a hard kombucha smell. Anyways, I want to point out one other thing before we move on. All of these have different amounts of fruit juice in them. So this one has 6%, whereas the orange that we're going to next has 12% versus, say, the strawberry vanilla, which has 7%, which is very interesting, versus the cherry vanilla that has 10%. They're all kind
Mama
of all
mia,
over
lots
the place.
Of cherries.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to orange. I don't want to accidentally drink way too much of this stuff.
You're right.
Smells nice and orangey.
Oh yeah.
Like almost.
Well, this does have a wait.
Smells like orange soda to me. Could be sun-kissed almost.
Mine's getting weird. See, I have a weird one on this.
Oh, I see it. There's like a chemical vibe. Like a bathroom cleaning chemicals.
Yeah. It's something.
The hockey puck's in there. But we've been getting a lot of hockey puck this season. Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
That one tastes to me like how a pumpkin smells. You're carving a pumpkin. You ever carve a pumpkin? Make a jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah.
that slimy earthiness, which is maybe what's happened to the other one for you more, it's right there, but then it's just like somebody threw some, blew some stevia powder in your face to distract you.
This is horrible.
Orange squeeze the poop out is about all that's going to happen from this.
How does this
No, this bad.
How does this have any legs? That. Like I feel like this is the kind of thing that you would see on like Shark Tank, and the sharks would just annihilate them. You know what I mean?
I got to be honest. I've watched some Shark Tank in hotel rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
Not a lot of, I don't know if I've ever watched a full episode.
Yeah.
If someone brings a food product on, are they drinking it?
Oh yeah, they're always trying it. And it's like they'll call it out if it's not good.
Cuz this is truly bad.
But like I see the whole pitch, right? Like we've got all these vitamins, all this root, this, that, this. The cassava.
We all know how popular probiotics are.
Right, exactly. And then they hand it out to all the sharks, and the sharks just are like,
they're loving the packaging. They appreciate the folksiness of the artwork and the fonts.
Dude, that's so gross. Let's move on.
Don't love it.
Strawberry vanilla.
Do you want to know something? So this, can I tell you something about strawberry vanilla?
Please.
I'm pretty sure my sister-in-law, I didn't confirm this yet. I'm pretty sure while she was house sitting for us, she drank my Olipop warm out of the closet. Just this one.
Yeah.
Because it was missing.
Yeah.
And
what flavor is that?
It's strawberry vanilla.
Okay.
So I had to go hunt one down today. And I found it. I found it in Whole Foods. Whole Foods had an entire refrigerator, you know, like those end cap when you're checking out, little refrigerators like at a regular grocery store. It's full of Pepsi and stuff.
Yeah.
Olipop, top to bottom, every flavor we're doing here.
As singles?
Single cans. What? Yes.
How much
including
was a can?
Grape, $2.50 a can.
Oh, my. Like,
who has the time to earn the money to buy an Olipop soda? Imagine if you spent $2.50 of your hard-earned money on that orange squeeze one.
It's frustrating because I know how hard the beverage game is, mostly from watching Shark Tank. It is a really hard segment to break into, to get that shelf space. It's just, it's cutthroat. And the end game is always, you got to get bought out by like a huge company eventually. Like that's the only, like you're in it, you're burning cash until you reach enough popularity that a big fish comes in.
Coca-Cola, and Nestle, somebody buys you.
So like the idea that you're seeing a cooler of this everywhere, it truly makes me think we should get in the bev game. Cause like if these guys, no offense, Olipop, but it doesn't taste good.
Offense. It doesn't taste good. The fact that this got out of the lab is crazy to me and then got on all these shelves. Cause I think you're right. It feels like the poppy thing is trying to, you know, nip at their heels a little bit. And look, I like the fact they call them sparkling tonics. They don't call them sodas or whatever. They're kind of doing their own thing here.
Yeah.
But so on the refrigerator, there was a sticker that says, you know, that's like, hey, shop local. Cause these are from Oakland, California. So it's a state. Kimby in the chat saying, I bought three flavors at Ralph's for $2.50 each, regretting it all after just trying the orange flavor now.
Yeah. But you know what blows my mind about this comment? They found this at Ralph's? Like
I know.
Ralph's has this?
Yeah, that's serious. And I mean, granted, California grocery chain.
Yeah.
California beverage maker. But like you said, getting that shelf space at all.
That's hard.
That's pricey biz. And so the founder has this little quote on here, on the sticker, on the local sticker. It says, By the way, strawberry vanilla pictured on the sticker, so this better be a featured flavor. Okay. Modern humans, I guess that's us, consume less than 10% of the fiber and prebiotics we need. Olipop is a delicious, sparkling tonic that makes it fun to be healthy.
I like the pitch.
It makes it fun to
be
healthy.
Is this like Metamucil sort of for us?
That's what I'm feeling. Is this, are we being targeted? Is this like, is this our age group? Are they trying to get us on the Metamucil train now?
My bowels right now are shaking in fear for my flight tomorrow. All right, let's crack into strawberry vanilla.
Oh.
This was the one that I called, I thought would be the best. Mm-hmm. You got the sticker omen that might be something. Oh, Kimby said, found it at Ralph's in San Fernando Valley, but they carry more poppy than Olipop. I also will say this, so far, poppy, I'm sorry I was throwing Olipop shade. I thought Olipop was clearly going to dominate poppy. So far, not the case. I think poppy would win in a shootout so far.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do. Ooh, this one smells like
I'm into
popsicles.
This does. This smells like the ingredient. This has a strawberries and cream vibe, which is a little disconcerting, I guess, because there's no yogurt in here or whatever. Kimby, if you let us know what the other two flavors you have. If you're drinking along, if you want to jump in the hot seat for a flavor number three, you tell us.
Can I tell you something, JoJo?
Yeah.
I like this one.
I haven't sipped it yet.
Purified water, strawberry juice concentrate. We got the apple juice, lemon juice, stevia, pink rock salt, vanilla bean essence, strawberry essence, and all of the Ollie Smart stuff. I have no problems with this one whatsoever. Dare I say, I like it.
Yeah, I could go with a little bit more vanilla.
I legitimately like this one. I may have spoken too soon.
That orange one was just a real left turn. No, this is pretty pleasant. This is nice. This is like what you, it's kind of creamy tasting, which I always enjoy.
Yeah. All right. I'm a fan. Okay. Let's go right into cherry vanilla and go toe to toe with the strawberry vanilla.
It. All right. 10% juice.
That, what a pleasant mid-flight surprise though. This one has a much, much different smell on it.
It does. More, well,
more cherry, obviously.
More cherries.
Not a bad smell, but just...
Not much there, though. It's more like roses or something.
Mm. Whoa.
Mmm.
Tart.
Very cherry.
In a way that... I don't know if I've had a cherry drink that captured the cherries as well as this.
Shit. All right. This one's pretty solid. Actually, I might like it more than the strawberry vanilla only because I feel like it does, you can taste the cherries more. But again, with both of these, I'm kind of surprised they went vanilla on the label because what I was sort of hoping for was that classic soda, like a vanilla Coke kind of thing.
The cherry has more juice in it by far. It's got your 10% juice.
I'm already burping, dude. This is so bad.
I'm going to pour a little of this one in the cup to see what color this was, because it has a really... almost looks like a cranberry juice.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas I think the strawberry one, I don't think has much color on it.
Here, I can pour a little strawberry. Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's pretty... that looks more brown on camera, but it is pink. It is pinky.
Oh, yeah. Here, compared to what... it's almost like a rosé.
Yeah. A little rose gold. Oy.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay. I like both of those. What a weird surprise. Okay. Are we doing root beer or vintage cola?
I think... for your sake, we need to do root beer last.
Yeah. And you know what? The root beer kind of stays with the creaminess vibe a little bit more.
Mm.
Thinking like a cream soda to root beer, cousins there.
All right. 3% fruit juice in this. You know something that's a little weird about all these?
Shit.
Oh.
Smells all right. Is there fruit juice in this?
This smells like a Coca-Cola. I would have... At some point, we got to throw this into a blind cola shootout because...
The root beer one?
The cola.
This you're doing the cola, like root beer. Right?
You're doing
cola? You're drinking cola?
Yeah. I haven't drank it yet.
Okay, I haven't... I opened the root beer. Why did I think you said the other way?
I didn't say that. That's all right.
All right, vintage cola. Here we go. Oh, yeah. It smells like a Coke. Wow. And there's 3% juice in this. Here we go. Take that look off your face. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Nice fucking psych out, dude.
Oh, no, no, no. How is, like, this, again, why not just be the people then that sell two flavors? How'd they get the Minions contract?
How the fuck did they get the Minions contract?
I can't do this.
We need to describe this for the listeners because it is unique.
Okay. Well, here's something that is...
Oh, my God.
Happening categorically with all of these. It might be the fruit juice. None of these are bubbly enough. They all need to ramp up the bubbles.
I think the only one where I felt the bubbles was the cherry one for me.
Tastes like a flat Coke. You got to get a couple sips in. I think it gets there. A question we also asked in the Poppy episode is, who is this for?
Mm-hmm.
I have to imagine it's for the soda drinker that isn't getting enough fiber. Is that right?
Just that sentence sounds so ridiculous. Like if you were...
That's my pitch to the Sharks.
Your whole company on that. So, listen. You,
seven
all, you guys
billion
all like Coca-Cola,
people on planet
right?
Earth.
So we were like, gosh, if only there was a Coca-Cola with all the daily fiber you need. Dude,
perhaps you're on the go.
There's such a weird aftertaste with this. I want to articulate it.
Mm. The cinnamon is pretty present in this.
That doesn't shine to me. There's like a weird, I mean, the stevia's there. Splee said they must be charging $2.50 a can because most people only buy it once and then never again. Seriously. Gosh, it's really weird.
All right. I'll take one last sip just to try to describe it.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't done it justice.
Hmm. In your mouth, it tastes like nothing. When you take the first sip, when you swallow it, it unleashes all of its essence. And that is stevia. That is cinnamon. That is, you know, like a licorice-y kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting that. Kim says, for the sake of spouses, maybe couch it tonight. I'm not so worried about gas.
I'm going to tub it, dude.
It's more like crapping my pants. And I do feel a brewing happening.
Yeah, I feel it in the bottom of my rib cage, and I'm afraid it's pushing stuff down I don't even know is in there. I really might sleep in the tub.
All right, let's move on to cola.
No, root beer.
Yeah, root beer, sorry. Jesus. Okay, here we go. Now, this has smells like root beer. But with like a... Almost like root beer mixed with like earwax.
and stevia.
There is a dankness at the end. I do. Wax is such an interesting call. It does.
Maybe it's
not
wax. Maybe it's like something more sinister. but it's a bodily fluid. Like,
oh, dude,
what is it? Like pimple juice.
That was like a retching burp. That was just like.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh! Fuck. Oh, no! That seems rotten to me. That seems like expired. Something wrong. Something wrong with that one.
Can I tell you, these people would not send us one of these for free. They wouldn't send us a fucking can.
Holy shit.
Wow. Oh, Kim says she's speaking from experience. This, I have to go back, as they say. The smell is so good. This thing does.
God, JoJo just freezed up.
I did.
Hopefully he'll be.
Oh, no. Am I back? Did you freeze up?
Oh, we all froze. Maybe we all froze. We're both back now. Okay, you were saying.
I was saying this thing does, I don't know how else to say it, but a lascivious dance in your mouth. This is not, it is by no means pleasurable. This is something that only the devil would do. It is.
It feels like
tricks you.
Like a deviant, like flasher in your mouth, all of a sudden,
yes.
Like flashes you, like, oh, hello, and you're like, no,
great
you
coat, know? Yeah,
yeah. it is like, yeah, for a split second, you're like, oh, it tastes like root beer, and then it just smacks you, like, I am,
oh, dude,
wretch,
this is bad. This is bad. The vanilla in the front is real nice, and then it abandons you. It just runs away, and out comes. Hawk, 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 hawk. Like a. It is like if you ate the gum from underneath the desk, kind of thing. There's something in there that's.
You know, it's so weird. What I'm thinking about right now is we've been drinking these probably just for like a half hour. I feel disoriented and like I'm starting to get a little angry sort of. And like I feel physically different. And I'm thinking that like to last week where we were drinking like nice orange wine and I felt like energized and drunk and happy. Where this is like taking me somewhere so different, and yet there's no booze involved.
I'm glad there was no guests. This is unsuitable for guests. Now, it can be in the chat. These are different people. We're not creating nicknames for the various Kims in the chat, but I somehow don't hate the root beer. Not sure what that says about me, but strawberry vanilla is the most palatable. I don't think it says anything about you if your review is, I don't hate it. It's also just like, not really a win.
That one's so weird to me. All right. Star of the show tonight. The banana cream. Now, let me read this. Never thought you'd see us make a banana cream soda. Candidly, neither did we. But inspired by the mischievous and joyous energy of the minions, we felt emboldened to play with the idea. So here we are. With a soda that's unlike any other flavor we've created before, melding creamy vanilla and sweet banana together for a taste that can best be described as a banana cream pie in a can. You might love it, you might not, but we didn't make it for you. We made it for the minions.
For the millions.
Now, if that's not, I mean, it's their cute way of saying this is not good. Like it says on the can,
you can't even like it. You might not. They printed yellow on yellow, so you can't even like see the back of the can. So God knows this is predictions. Knowing what you know now,
this is maybe going to be the worst one of the night, which is crazy because someone at what's the studio? Illumination Presents. Someone had to taste this, not at Olipop. I'm saying,
yeah,
someone minions, oh, yeah, somebody in that world had to be like, yeah, fine.
Right? I gotta say, I think that this is all a misguided, like, we need to have more healthy, some kind of studio mission or something to say we need to do more to promote healthy lifestyles or activities or whatever else. Because in at least in my house, the only other Minions-related tie-in product that's come out is those hippies, like those little, like the kind of Cheeto snacks, but they're made from chickpeas.
Okay.
You fuck with those? They're delicious. They are really good. But they have a Minions tie-in. And I feel like because it is a healthier snack because there's like protein in it and stuff like that, you know, than just a chip. So I wonder if they were just like, yeah, like, well, whoever, you know, like just bring them in. Who's like in grocery stores and isn't regular soda or something? I don't know.
I think that's plausible. So we're saying that whoever's doing like brand partnerships at Illumination.
Yeah.
More plausible to me is like someone in brand partnerships so knows their niece started Olipop. Yeah. Actually, not niece. This is a fucking nephew for sure.
This is. This is a Robert. His name's Robert. Yep.
Okay.
I'm so let's worried crack into about it. People not being able to take good shits. Here's a soda about it. All right.
Oh, boy.
I gotta say, dude.
Oh boy.
The smell is nice.
I disagree with you. To me, I know I am getting the banana,
yeah,
but it's almost like a rotten banana bread. So it's not a rotten banana necessarily, but like there's
the
something.
The banana bread has gone moldy.
Yeah, yeah. I like that analogy a lot.
You make it with rotten bananas.
But there is what I will give them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had a drink, and we're only smelling it, but that it captures banana so well. This
yes.
This
smells like real bananas. It smells like I've made the Magnolia Bakery banana pudding on occasion.
Yes.
It smells like this.
All right, shall we?
Okay, here we go. I don't know. This is the best one, right?
It is, and I'll tell you why. Number one, it has some bubbles to it for me, a little more than the others. I don't know why. Number two, it is a banana cream soda. It lives up to what it is. And guess what? I haven't had a banana cream soda, but this is palatable and interesting.
Even the stevia, it hits later. Dude, do I have an allergic reaction to stevia? Because I feel like it's making my lips stick to my teeth. And I can't. Like, doing this. Like, yeah. And I'm wondering if it's the stevia.
Oh, good God.
Okay. Here's a question, though.
Yeah.
Again, are you drinking a full can of this? Knowing
what
you
know.
A Minion-style prank. Would they love nothing more than for you to toot your pants?
The thing is, like, okay, if somebody gave this to me,
mm-hmm,
if I was at someone's house and this was an option, I'd drink it and I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not bummed. Where There might even be like some sort of random brand flavor of just seltzer water that I might grab that I'd be like, oh, I picked the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Where this is at least an experience.
You're right. You know when I want this? I figured it out. It's the same place you might get banana pudding or something as a dessert or banana cream pie.
Mm.
If I did South by Southwest and I just spent 4 days in Austin, Texas, chowing down on nothing but barbecue and white bread.
Yeah.
Let me roll out with one of these, you know, because it would probably, it's going to go well with that meal and it's going to help keep the trains running on time. And I think that's important. Get that much smoked meats in your system. So they need to figure that out. The Minions is not where they need to be. They need to be in St. Louis right now.
I don't think the Minions play was that big. What a roller coaster. Because I'm kind of impressed that they pulled this off. To be like,
I am
seeing
too.
What they were working with, and they pulled this off.
This heist. Flavor. Truly.
Like, I have no beef with the Illumination brand partnerships person who ever had to try it being like, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, but yeah, like, I'm
I would have said the same thing.
The rest of this is dog shit.
Yeah.
But this one, you did it. You finally cracked the code.
Well, in case we need a clip for this later, in case we, you know, we have a couple cans, maybe we do put them up on eBay or something for a ridiculous amount of money. In case we need a clip, let me do this real quick and you play along with me, okay? This might be the best damn drink I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I was not expecting that. This is delicious.
You think it... Let me get a sip.
Have you tried it?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Woo.
Blew my socks off my toes.
All right. All that being said, I do think I need to wrap up on these. I am starting to feel a little off. Do you want to do a quick...
I did make a proposal before the show, and I would like us to do that.
Okay.
Just take your nearest empty cup.
Yeah, got an empty cup.
And we're going to have to do an Olipop suicide.
Let's go. Jesus Christ.
It's an Olipop suicide.
Take a little banana.
A little splash.
Then you take a little Coca-Cola or cola. Then you take a little root beer or cola. I'm going backwards.
Me too. God.
Then you take a little cherry vanilla. Oh, boy, it's happening. Then you take a strawberry vanilla.
Oh, my God, splashing.
Then you take a little orange. Oh,
no.
I don't want the orange squeeze. Then you take a little ginger lemon. And last but not least, one more dash of the Minions banana cream.
Oh, I like that.
Get a little of that banana on top. And when you're ready, JoJo.
I'm going to plop a couple ice cubes in here.
Okay, not necessary, but interesting. I like your style.
Okay. Root beer's cutting through strong.
Wow. Stevia City.
Oh, God.
No good. No good.
The Browns are really taking over this town. I'd say. No, root beer and the cola are making too big of an entrance in this. I can't recommend it. So when Whole Foods puts an Olipop fountain in the food court, do not do this.
Okay. Let's move on.
To what?
In the spirit of people trying to make their beverage dreams come true, can I pull out that email that we were sent?
I forgot about it. Yes.
You think it's appropriate?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It could get us into... It's fine. I'm ready.
It's fine. It's fine. Here we go. We got an email, a podcast opportunity.
An opportunity for us.
An opportunity for us, to be very clear.
Great.
To have someone named Jeff from Rowdy Energy on. I'll read this. Hey there.
I don't know if we should have grayed out any of this, but it's fine.
I think it's okay. I think it's okay. Maybe not, but what's the worst that could happen? Hi there. Hope you're doing well. Reaching out as I'd love to gauge your interest in speaking with co-founder and CEO of the better for you beverage brand, Rowdy Energy Drink. Jeff Church, also founder of Suja Juice. Are you familiar with either of those?
Suja. Yeah.
You are.
Suja was one of the, in our little, when we did wellness shots, that was the other, the non-Trader Joe's one. And they also do some other bottled cold pressed juices.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay. To hear how Rowdy is pushing boundaries in the functional beverage category and to learn more about their new product line, Power Burn. Now, do you think what we just drank is part of the functional beverage category?
It just occurred to me. It makes me feel like we're in the flow here.
And this is a segment. It must be a segment in the space.
A functional beverage. So, yes. Okay.
A standout amongst competitors think Celsius, Zoa, etc. I don't know any of those. Power Burn, which went through clinical trials conducted by a team of experienced professional researchers at BioFortis, a Maru Nutriscience company,
owned by Jeff Church,
uses thermogenic properties in its formula to allow for the burning of up to 150 calories per can. There is some controversy surrounding energy drinks and if they are good for you or not. This is something Jeff can speak to. Additionally, Rowdy Energy is a better alternative to other functional drinks due to their better-for-you ingredients as well as having no artificial colors or flavors. Rowdy is also vegan, gluten-free, soy-free, and vitamin-infused. Sharing further details on both Jeff and the innovative Power Burn line below.
Rowdy. Is the idea that you're supposed to put booze in it? Doesn't it feel that way? I feel like, something that is burning 150 calories a can. They have the guy who made it to come on and speak to the controversy.
Yeah, you know what? It's so funny. I'll be honest, when I first saw this email, I was like, nah. But then after drinking these and now reading it, I'm like, we have to have this guy on the show.
Maybe all we needed was some functional beverages because it does feel like I almost want to have him on but not drink Rowdy. Is that the play?
No, they're not going to go for that. Okay, wait, more about Jeff. This is kind of interesting. Jeff is a highly successful entrepreneur over the past 25 years as CEO of 7 companies. Jeff has led all aspects of acquiring and or starting each uniquely disruptive company while fully managing investment capital raises. The combined purchase or startup cost of these companies was $195 million, and the realized exit thus far exceeds $535 million, with the largest return Suja Juice, still an unrealized gain.
I don't understand what that means, but that sounds great for Jeff. I am wondering, is this the guy who's going to get us into beverages? I feel like we have him on, but then it's only about we're pitching him ideas that he has to then cut us in on.
Wow.
Oh, okay, BevNet. Hold on. Stop the presses. BevNet Magazine's Person of the Year 2015.
Where did you see that?
And they're just emailing us now. It's up. It's more in his accolades.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Jeez.
Did you see the comment from Splee?
BevNet Magazine's Person of the Year. Put that in the dreams.
We're in the flow.
Okay. Gotta get on there.
Jojo, will you hit back and be like, we would love to do this?
All right. If anybody fucking
and shout out, tips this, I swear to God. What's so funny about this is like, Shannon, you're not watching this, but we're going to email you back. We would love to have Jeff on.
Yes. Honestly, God love you, because it's got to be tough to send out these kinds of emails. Like,
and Bevhead's in the chat right now. This would be not a typical guest, but this would be an interesting thing for us to try. Am I right? I just need one person in the chat to affirm this for us to pull the trigger on this. You know? Yeah,
even if it...
Or is this a big mistake?
If you think it's a big mistake, let us know as soon as possible.
So, I mean, it would be nice when we can... to update our bio that we send out when we're pitching guests, like, you know, we have people from the world of comedy, film, TV, indie rock royalty, and BevNet's person of the year.
I think so. Yeah. And I mean, it's about to be hosted by BevNet's people of the year 2022. Us.
I feel like 23 is a year for us. I'm not even trying to steal our shine,
no,
but
I have
a feeling like we're really, our star is just rising. You know what I mean?
You're right. We're going to get on their radar this year. You know, it's like Phoebe Bridgers getting, you know, like Best New Artist Grammy when she's already had a couple records out, right?
The whole time you said that, I was thinking of Phoebe Cates, and I was like,
oh, Phoebe Cates.
She does
great
music?
We should have her on the show.
I'd love to have her on the show.
Okay. Okay. Great. Let's do it. All right, Jeff. Let's do this thing.
Crickets from the chat, by the way.
Wow. That.
But that's okay. You know what? We're going to do it. Well, let's pull the trigger on it. Let's go, Jojo.
Yeah, we got this. What's the worst that could happen?
I'm going to go. Oh, we got one. Do it.
We
got to
do it. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you, Splee. I think let's wrap up. I'm feeling... Yeah.
I feel weird.
Again.
I can't add vodka to these. I was going to do it. I just can't do it.
No. Don't do that to yourself. One quick thing before we wrap. Last week, Orange Wine, did you text me or did you tweet? You were pretty hungover the next day, weren't you?
Oh, tremendously, yes. After the show, I polished off one of the bottles with my wife at the hotel. Felt great.
I love that you did that. Sorry to interrupt, Jojo.
No, that's right.
Kimby in the chat says I'm 3 degrees of separation from Phoebe Cates. I'll see what I can do.
That's all we can ask.
I got to say. Just work your magic.
Yep. And if it's weird, if you need anything from us, if you need any, whatever we can supply to make that connection less awkward, we're here for that. We'll help you.
Put Phoebe on the vision board next week, too.
Absolutely.
To officially put it out to the powers that be. Sorry to interrupt you, Jojo. So you finished a bottle and then were pretty hungover. I didn't even finish a bottle. I just kept drinking a little bit and I was pretty hungover the next morning. But I felt that I pulled out of the hangover pretty quickly, which.
I would do it again. I did it again the next night.
Nice.
We finished the wine. It's great. It was an enjoyable episode, and it made for an enjoyable couple of days of drinking it. It works great. It was a little bit weirder the next day. I think it is something you want to hit while it's fresh.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
My wife drank it for a couple of days. She loved it.
But, God, this is weird. I don't.
Yeah. No. Nope. Okay.
Okay.
We're wrapping up. Gang, we'll see you next week. If you can, go buy that Topo Chico hard seltzer variety pack and a Topo Chico ranch water pack and drink along with us. We're going to try to get lit off of those. I don't know if it's possible, but we're going to try.
I think it is. If there's any questions you want us to answer while we're drunk, send them to us at tbashlive.totallybeverages@gmail.com.
All right. And that's about it. Jojo, are you ready? Oh, wait. We got to do a Brian's question.
Oh, my God. Shit. Oh, my God. Everybody, look the other way.
Oh, God.
This is a grievous error.
Brian, if you're listening, I feel embarrassed. Please know it is just the prebiotics and fiber digging away at my intestines.
Boy.
What's it working on?
My colon? I think it's doing the whole thing. It's starting at the colon and then working its way certainly down to the lower cesspool there and, you know, creating troubles. All right, let's see. Let's see. Okay, so, well, it's time for, of course, our favorite part of the show.
And that part of the show is?
Brian's question.
Nice.
Number 18. Espresso. What is the optimum pre-soak time? Brian, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I didn't know you were supposed to pre-soak at all.
What are you pre-soaking? Yourself? Are you getting in the tub? Before an espresso? A morning bath?
Huh. Hold on. Let's look this up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait. That's not working.
Uh-huh. I assume he means beans. Overnight soaking.
Oh, you got it?
No, dude. This is about cooking beans like pinto beans.
Espresso pre-soak.
To soak beans the traditional way. How to soak coffee beans in alcohol. What? Can you soak coffee beans?
Also known as pre-infusion. Let me see if I can pull this up.
Green coffee beans, that's a whole other thing. Brian, you really threw us for a loop. You can eat them. Don't eat dry beans. Your pintos and such.
Dry beans.
Do you like a chocolate-covered espresso bean?
That's my answer.
Okay.
If you're keen on espresso or making specialty coffees like lattes, and you're probably interested in every possible technique, if you've done some research into the area of coffee making, then you're likely to come across the term pre-infusion. Let's start with the basic look of what pre-infusion actually is. It's the process of infusing water through the ground coffee as it sits in the portafilter before the extraction process begins. Only a small amount of water is used, just enough to evenly wet the coffee puck, and this is ideally done at a lower pressure and slightly higher temperature than those used for the extraction stage. It's basically a method of pre-soaking the coffee, similar to the coffee bloom process that's recommended for pour-overs.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Why is it necessary? The pre-infusion stage means that the coffee is able to absorb water evenly during the brewing process, so avoids channeling. The issue with channeling is that if the water chooses to flow through a small area of the puck rather than spreading out, then you get an over-extracted coffee with more bitter flavors. That makes sense.
I like that.
So, I mean, I guess the answer is, what's the optimum pre-soak time? Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah, because if you're talking usually for, say, like, I mean, we do like that with a French press, and it's just for like a minute.
Yeah.
You just get those beans wet. You fill it partway. Let it bloom for a minute. I think that's it. I don't know how you do that with an espresso machine. Like, I assume your machine would have to have a thing or you're like just pouring a little bit over. We'll never know.
I feel like those machines must have that setting or something.
Yeah. So, Brian, I think just follow your manufacturer's instructions. I wouldn't exceed 1 minute, but that makes sense.
No.
The channeling thing is also a big thing with the cold brew. You want to make sure – that's also why I love that burr grinder. Gets a nice, even grind, and because otherwise the water finds that path of least resistance and will just rip through there. If you want it to absorb, you know, the flavors from – as much of the beans as possible.
Yeah.
You want that even grind and you want that that pre-soak.
Love it.
That's also happening with the toddy thing too, or that kind of method. You're letting it bloom, adding some more grounds, adding some more water and kind of creating layers.
Nice.
Brian, thought you stumped us, but you didn't.
All right, Jojo, this has been a blast. I feel weird. Let's text each other tomorrow so in case we need a screenshot.
What time's
experience.
Your flight?
1 o'clock, so I got time, which is good.
You do.
I feel like this is going to rumble before takeoff, I'm hoping.
I think you're good. You're clear for landing.
We'll see about that. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody.
Go fuck yourself.